Several years ago, we started together, actually, the three of us, down a path to understand what the tensions were that were happening in California that seemed to be creating, let's call it suboptimal outcomes, right? We're creating problems in society. We saw that middle class people were having a hard time living. We saw businesses were having a hard time being successful. And we said, well, let's study what it is. What are the components that go into the creation of that environment? Why did it happen? How did it emerge? What are the key levers that were pulled at the time that created this kind of an environment? And then ultimately, what can we do about it? What are the solutions to the problems? And you know, obviously, the two of us are not omniscient people, so we can't figure out the solutions to everything. But I think we've been successful at coming out and understanding the main levers of how, you know, how to change things in California. And, you know, you said it earlier to me, and that is that we need to be creating an environment of more balance and compromise, where people are just not as strident, they're not as, you know, alarmist, and start to consider alternatives in a more balanced way so that we can have a real strategy of how to succeed. By the way, one of the things that we found in all of our research is that the states that compete with California are doing exactly that. They're applying a lot of balance, a lot of logic. They're not trying to sell their states down the river of environmental deprivation. They're not trying to cater to the rich. They're trying to create balance for successful, inclusive growth for their populations. And we really need to do the same. We haven't been doing that here. This is what our research has largely found out.